Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Here we go. Let's go to the screen here. I've entitled this morning's message, The Purpose and Power of the Holy Ghost. The Purpose and the Power of the Holy Ghost. For those of you that think that just because you got saved doesn't mean that God has left you or will leave you or will you won't feel His presence and things of that nature, I'm here to let you know that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? And He wants to use you. And so, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke 24. And we're going to start with verse 46 through 49. And the Word of God reads, Then he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are my witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with what? Power. Here we go. Power from on high. So we need to focus on this power, the power that God has for us, the power of God that lives in us. Amen? And so, even as Christians, it's possible for us to be unaware of one of God's most awesome blessings, and that's the power of the Holy Spirit living in us. Saints of God, although we may know that we've been saved, we might not realize that the Holy Spirit came to live within us at that very moment. So the moment of confession, the moment that the blood covered us, the moment that God filled us with His Spirit, the Bible says He never left us from that moment on. Amen. He indwells us. Amen? Praise God. And even if some haven't heard this truth, we may not understand who the Spirit is or why His indwelling presence is significant, but we have to understand because there's more to it than just feeling good or feeling His presence. There's an understanding that I've come to know that there are many facets and many purposes of the Holy Spirit. And the Scripture tells us everything we need to know about this amazing gift of the Holy Spirit sent from who? Sent from Jesus from heaven. Remember, He says, I go away and I send you the promise. Amen. To enable us to become and to do what He desires. It's all about what God desires. Amen? So we're going to look at this right up here. The purpose of the Holy Ghost. Right now, what comes to mind? What was the reason why before we received Him into our hearts by faith, what did He come here and what was His purpose? Number one, to convict us of sin. He had to convict the world of sin. And so that's what the Holy Spirit came to do. It came to flip our hearts, to turn toward Him by faith. Amen? And so let's look at this in John 16:8. And it reads, And when He has come, He will convict. There it is right there. He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Saints of God, you've probably heard this said, and I'll repeat this again, but we're in a war cycle right now. A war cycle. Does anyone know what that means? Spiritual, but also physical. And there's wars that are all over the world right now. And there's one that we're about ready to get into. And so we need to be praying for this nation. Can I get an amen? Praying for this nation. Brother Angel, give me a little volume on mine up there. It's on the slider. It says, yes, Pastor, yeah. Testing, 1, 2, yes. Yes, testing. That's a little better, yeah. Now I can hear even myself. Thank you, God. So, he came to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Now, it's also mentioned in the book of Jude. Let's look at Jude, because Jude is going to let us know that when Jesus comes, not only he's going to convict the world once again, but he's going to bring the judgment. And I truly believe that we're a few years away from this enormous judgment that's coming. Right now, we're seeing remedial judgment. You know what remedial judgment is? That means certain things that God is allowing. And are you guys praying for the souls in Palisades? In L.A.? You know, there's some believers that lost their homes there too. So that lets us know God reigns on the just and the unjust. And so, but pray for them. Some of them may never get back their home. Some of them may never have the insurance to replace that building. Yolanda and I, we were watching the day the fires were taking place, and we were just like, our hearts were just mourning. That could be our neighborhood. Just imagine not knowing where to go. You got to evacuate. Jesus, help us. Let's look at Jude right up here. In Jude 14. Now, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. That's going to be us. When the rapture takes place, we're going to be up there with him. And then when he's coming to convict the world once again and bring judgment, we will be with him. Wow. With 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment. Notice it didn't say angels. Saints, we're the saints of God. We've been set apart for him. Look at, to execute judgment on all. And there's the word, to convict all who are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. You know, years ago, how many know who, what's his name? It'll come to mind. His name is Perry, and he makes a lot of movies. Tyler Perry. You know, he first started out making some Christian movies. You know, what faith-based movies. He has an abomination movie out right now on Netflix called Black Something. And all the reviews I read and everything, it has nothing but homosexual sex. And remember what Jonathan Cahn called Astoreth about the pole? Nothing but pole dancing in there. And what's it called? It's called Black Beauty. And it's nothing but nakedness and four and F words. This is a Tyler Perry movie. What happened here? You know what happened? Money. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. This is why God's going to come and convict the world and judge the world. Because that stuff right there, just imagine how many young people are watching it. Kids in junior high school that has a Netflix account. They're being already cultivated to do Satan's will. My goodness. Help us, Jesus. Help us, God. We live in that time of wickedness. This is why we need the power of the Holy Spirit. Because the power of the Holy Spirit will keep us from those things. Can I get amen? It will guard our heart. It'll convict us. Every day I need to be convicted. I need to say, God, keep my heart in check. Keep my heart pure, God. Yep. You know why? Because this flesh wants to have its way. And if you allow the flesh to have its way, it'll live a Burger King life. Having it its way. But look at this. To convict all who are ungodly among them, all of their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. And so, let's look what the power of the Holy Spirit does and the purpose as well. Right up here, look at this. He permanently indwells us. How many are so blessed to know that? Once we received him, he doesn't leave us. And even if someone backslides, guess what? He'll still bring you back. You may not feel his presence like you did, but he'll bring you back. And he'll chastise you and bring you back into the fold. You know why? Because we're nothing but bah. That's all we are. We're sheep, right? We're sheep. Praise God. But look at this. In John 14:14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you
forever.
For what?
Forever.
Forever.
The Holy Spirit.
He'll stay with us forever. And how long is forever?
Forever.
Praise God. See, when you get a message like what I'm teaching this morning, you're going to get the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes,
can I get an amen?
Amen?
We can't cherry pick stuff. There's some stuff we got to refrain, we got to talk about, we got to rebuke. And there's some things that we gravitate to, we accept, we go, thank you, God. Thank you what you're doing in our life. Thank you, because if it wasn't for you, we'd all go astray. And so another thing he does in the power and the purpose of the Holy Spirit is this. He seals us. Woo! He seals us. Let me ask you this question. You know, back in the day, they used to make cans, canned good, where you need a can opener, right? You need one of those to open it, or an electric kind. But there's no way that your fingers and your bare hands can open it on its own. It's sealed, isn't it? You can't get into that can unless you use other forces. Like, you know, the cutter and a rock, a hammer. Yeah, you get it. But I'm talking about your hands. There's no way, right? Well, look at that as no one can take the Holy Spirit from you. Nothing can. Nothing can. He seals us. Look at this. I found this in Ephesians. In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Don't let the devil dupe you. Just because you don't feel his presence today doesn't mean God's left. We're not to walk around with feelings. We have to walk around by faith. Look at this. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Amen. Amen. Another thing that the Holy Spirit does, and the purpose is this, is He teaches us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
He teaches us. And we find this in John 14, 25. Look at this. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper is the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, and he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all the things that I have said to you. God teaches us. And if you're not opening up your Bibles, you're not being taught by God. Because God wrote this manual, the Bible, for us. That's His love letters to His believers, His children. And we are to soak it in. And we are to believe everything, and we're not to just take things out. Can I get amen?
Amen.
It's not cut and paste. Thank you, God. And once again, because He guides us into all truth, we can know that there's no lie in Him. He guides us into all truth. Truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? Look at this in John 16 right here. However, when the Spirit of what? Truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. Praise God. There's no error in God. Be careful when you listen to other ministers and evangelists, prophets, whatever. Make sure that they are in truth with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
It's a must. It's got to line up with God's Word. It's got to line up with God's Word. So right here, John 16. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will tell you things to come. Isn't that something? God will tell you things to come? And He will glorify me, Jesus said. And so one of the things He does, how many of you were maybe ministering to someone or maybe having a conversation about God, then all of a sudden He brings up the remembrance of a scripture of what to say to glorify Him? Well, the power and purpose is to remind us, because we're forgetful. You know, there's an old friend of mine, just by acquaintance. It's my ex-wife's uncle, and they have to, we're going to put his house on the market, but he's dealing now with dementia. So you can have a good conversation with him, and you think nothing's wrong. And within hours, he forgot.
Oh, wow.
He forgot that he even had a conversation with you. Yeah. So the goal is to relocate him to a home where he'll get 24/7, you know. And I told my ex-wife, Patsy, I said, I know he was hard on all of you growing up, but this is where grace and mercy comes in. This is where you help him. This is where you love on him in despite of it all. And that's the plan. Put him in a place. But for us that still have our mind in place, we have to constantly be reminded, though, of the things of God. And God does that by the power of the Holy Spirit. I never spoke to someone that had dementia. Never. I came there 2 days in a row, and he didn't even know I came the day before.
Did you remember him?
He remembers things from way back.
Yeah.
Because I used to work at Western Lumber.
Yeah.
I worked at Western Lumber, and he would be a salesperson selling forms to Western Lumber. And that's where I saw him, didn't realize that he was the uncle of Patsy, who I was going to eventually marry. Didn't know that. So he remembered that. But whatever conversation you have for him right now, he will forget that within hours. It's like, wow. But it happens. You know, we're here but for a moment. But for us believers, we have the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I get amen? And this is why we need to pray, oh God, as I grow older, keep my mind set upon thee, oh God. Lord, keep my mind intact upon you, oh God. You know, for us that are mature, more older, I'm going to say mature, but older now in life, you know, we've been there, done that in the things of life, right? We're not like a teenager that still wants to explore things. We've been there, done that. So now at this age that we're in, we are to say, God, keep my mind steadfast upon thee. Keep me, O God. I've done all those things that you delivered me from. And now keep me. Keep me in my in a perfect place with you, that I will always remember what you've done for me, and that I could always remember your goodness and your grace and your mercy. And God is faithful, because he will. Because it says right up here, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. He will bring those things all to you. Now, what I love about the power of the Holy Spirit is this, is he bears fruit through us. That's right. These past 7 days, I haven't had so much fruit. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm starting to love the fruit. I'm starting to love the apple and the orange. They were like so far away from me for years. And now I look for them. And I didn't realize how good fruit is. But what's even more tangible, what's even more precious, is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Can I get amen? Amen. The fruit of the Holy Spirit. Because this is what the Holy Spirit produces in your life. Because he's dwelling in you. Is this right up here in Galatians 5:22. Look at this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against there is what? Such there is no law. In other words, you can have as much as you want. This right here, I look at it like this. This is like a buffet. You know how you used to go to the buffet and just chow down? Well, guess what? You can have as much as this as you want. It's endless. And I would rather have this than the works of the flesh. Amen? And one of the things that I found with the fruit of the Spirit is he took out the junk in us. The mouth, everything. All these things that was offensive, not only to yourself but to other people. And now what could come out of your mouth is kindness and goodness and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You know, having a heart to help. And so God is good. Amen. And so the power and the purpose of the Holy Spirit also is he's there to comfort us. He's here to comfort us. Praise God. How many of us every now and then need to be comforted? I think every hand went up in here. Well, look what John 16 says. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. How many remember when you first received the Holy Spirit? Wasn't it joy and comfort? Well, guess what? That should never quit. Can I get amen? Because Paul understood this. Did you know Paul wrote the majority of his letters in prison? How can you write about joy and comfort and you're bound to other prisoners? And it wasn't Donovan's prison. Look at this in 2 Corinthians right up here. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all what?
Comfort.
Who comforts us in all of our tribulation. Those 5 days I spent in there, I knew he was comforting me. He was letting me know everything's going to be all right. But you have to go through this. Just go through. I'm going through the fire with you. It was self-affliction. And so, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to what? Comfort those who are in any trouble. And with the comfort with which ourselves we are comforted by what?
God.
Thank you, Jesus. By God. And not only that, so we've been reminded today, he's a God of all comfort. He fills us. He gives us a mind to remember. He does so many things for us. But look what else he does. He equips us with spiritual gifts. How many of you could remember before you got saved, you were probably a junkyard dog? I know I was. I was like a dog found in a back alley. There was nothing good for me that came out of my mouth that meant anything to anyone. But then, when I got saved, he comforted me, and he gave me gifts. Gifts of the Spirit, found in 1 Corinthians. Look at this. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Notice capital S, Holy Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Many of you are awesome helpers and workers of the Lord in his ministry. Many of you caught fire and love to do the things of God. That is the gift that God has given you. Some have gifts with music. Some have gifts with help, hospitality. Some of you love drop hat and go pray with someone. Some of you love to work in ministries outside of the church to glorify God. That's a gift. Know that it's a gift that he has given us. And guess what? Don't let no one take your gift away. Amen?
That's right.
That's your gift. That's yours. God gave it to you.
Right.
Don't let no one try to steal that gift.
Amen.
And don't give it away. You're not done until he says you're done.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And then he fills us. Did you know that God fills you over and over and over again? I heard it said years ago, sometimes we leak out and we need to be filled again. You know, I laughed at that, but you know, there were times where we go through desert places. And you need that touch of God. Just like yesterday. Oh my gosh. I left lit up like, woo! Thank you for that divine encounter with him. It was incredible. Incredible. And so, the Bible exhorts us, exhorts you and me, to be filled with the Spirit of God. Listen, when you wake up in the morning, say, God, fill me with your presence. Fill me with your power, with your Spirit. Why? Because Paul exhorted that. Look at this in Ephesians 5:18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. The Spirit. Capital S, when you see Spirit, it's always Holy Spirit. Can I get amen? How many of you love to be filled with His Spirit? Woo! Let me tell you, there's nothing like it. His joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. Praise God. Now look at this. He also empowers us. There's many different types of power. One of them is called dunamis power. Woo! Dunamis power is when you lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. When you lay hands on those who need salvation, they get saved. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Spirit is dunamis power. Thank you, God. And look at this. We find this in Acts 1:8 right up here. But you shall receive power. Say that with me. Power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Wow. Wow. And so the Holy Spirit is our source of power. It's our only source of power. How many believe that? It's our only source of spiritual power, which will manifest. See, when Jesus, he gave his disciples the task of preaching the gospel to the entire world, they had absolutely no power to carry it out on their own. None. So he had to empower them. And guess what God has done for us? He has empowered us. Amen? Amen. Look what I see in Luke 24 here. Luke 24, 49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. I've seen many of you come out of the water in baptism filled with the Holy Ghost, the power. Some of you may get it a few days later. Some of you may get it just by the sinner's prayer. God's not a respecter of person. He'll give you his power when he wants to give it to you. Can I get amen? We are just to do what God has called us to do. Praise God. So in the same way, if we hope to accomplish what God desires in our lives, saints of God, we need to see him as our only source of power. He's our true source. Praise God. Praise God. And you know what's done? Through prayer and asking by faith. I asked God yesterday by faith that I wanted to continue, that my body was breaking down. And man, God's power came in that room. Hallelujah. All three of us were lit up. We were lit up. I'm talking lit up. I walked out of there with joy. I said, thank you, God. This was a divine appointment to be here. And thank you, sister, for the invitation. Praise God. The power of the Holy Spirit and God's divine ability and authority, saints of God, released in believers in all of our lives, is for the purpose of godly living and fruitful service. That's what the power does. You'll have the desire to live godly and purposely. How many of you want to know God's purpose for your life? You know what the key is? Learn to obey him. Yeah. Learn to trust him. And spend time with him in prayer and fellowship with him and fellowship with each other. We need each other. I hope you know we need each other. Amen? Yeah. Praise God. Because when we walk in the Spirit, we're relying on his strength to accomplish his will. Praise God. And so as a result, we experience the following benefits. Look at this. Number one, we may get tired, but we won't burn out. Many of us get tired. But God won't allow us to get burned out. Because God saved us for such a time as this, to be the hope to the world, to be a light on a hill. Can I get amen? Look at number two. We won't get discouraged by obstacles, knowing that the Spirit within us will enable us to do whatever he's called us to accomplish. Listen, what God has started in you, he will complete it. Can I get amen? Amen. There's people in our lives that are going through tremendous trials. And I'm talking about believers. But he's not done with them. There's some of us that still have jagged edges that he's smoothing out. He's not done with us. He's never going to be done with us until he comes for us. And then it's over. We'll be with him forevermore. How many can't wait for that moment?
Amen.
Look at this. Number three, we'll trust God rather than trying to manipulate our circumstance. Trust God. Oh, we can be like Jacob. And there's a lot of Jacobs in church. You know what Jacobs do? They manipulate. Oh, yeah. But God will give us a pure heart. God will give us a kind heart. Look at number four. We may experience distress, but we won't become desperate. Can I get amen? We're all going to go through the fire. I went through the fire this past week. I said, God, never been here like this. This is the first time in my life. I've never been here this way. Help me. Give me understanding, God. Give me knowledge. Give me wisdom. And then he eventually told me that, you know what, this is a harsh rebuke to you. And receive it because you're going to grow from it. Amen. And so I had to say yes and amen, Lord. Your will be done. Look at this right up here. When we do God's work in his strength, in his way, and with his wisdom, we'll be blessed no matter what goes on around us. Amen? Praise God. You see, walking in the Spirit doesn't make life easy. But we will never have to walk through it alone because he's our helper, always with us. Always know he's with us. Can I get amen? And so I saw this scripture where I believe we read it. We're going to read it again. But in Galatians 5:16, look at this. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another. So that you do not do these things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Praise God. Praise God. So, my friends, what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? What does it mean? Although we're sealed and indwelt by him, and we've been saved, this is not the same as being filled every day. We need to be filled every day. Can I get amen? Look at this, what I found in Ephesians here. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand that the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Let me tell you, when you're filled with the Spirit, this flesh won't want to do the bad stuff that we sometimes stumble into.
Yeah.
It won't want to look at certain things. It won't want to hear certain things. You'll speak more in a loving, ministering way with joy and love when you're filled with the Spirit. Because the flesh can be cruel. It can be rude. It can be crude. It could be sometimes nasty. And I'm just being real. Because that's what the flesh does. To be filled with the Spirit means to have surrendered our lives to him, acknowledging that he owns us and has the right to lead us. How many believe that God owns us? Because we're bought with a price. The blood of Jesus, it bought us back. Did you know that at one time, we were the devil's children? And God had to come and take us from him. Woo! aren't you so blessed? We're not in that old camp no more. We got a new dance partner. And that dance partner is the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. And so, in closing, when we are fully yielded and walking in obedience to His will, then He has full control and He fills us with Himself. And so, I close with this last one here. The Holy Ghost heals us. Heals us. How many are so blessed to know that He's the one that heals? He's the healer.
Yep.
Look what King David wrote. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not His benefits, who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals what?
All of our diseases.
All.
Amen.
All.
All.
Look what I found in Matthew. Matthew 9:35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Did you catch that? Every? That lets us know, I don't care what affliction we get, He can heal it all. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
There's nothing too hard for God.
If
He healed back then, He heals today. Yes. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Bible says, I change not. I am the Lord God. So God doesn't change. We change. We always have a different opinion, sometimes every other week or so. Our minds change, but God doesn't change. He's steadfast. He's the rock. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You can't change God. He'll change you. And we need to be changed.
Amen.
Praise God. And I close with this scripture right up here in 1 Peter 2:21. For this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in His mouth, who when He was reviled, did not revile in return. And when He suffered, He did not threaten, but committed Himself to Him who judges righteously. Verse 24, who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is what happened. We were lost sheep. We were all running away from God until He saved us. And now He has brought us into His fold. Every believer around the world is now in His fold. He is the chief shepherd. And He's got millions of little sub-shepherds, little shepherds that take care of His flock. I happen to be one of those. That's my call, is to be that sub-shepherd, to watch over His sheep, to feed. What did Jesus tell Peter? Feed my sheep. And so, thank you for allowing me to go through this. I didn't know how long I could go with my voice, but praise God. But I want to give an invitation right now to those who may be watching right now on Facebook and YouTube. Maybe you never given your heart to Christ. Well, this is a great opportunity that you would surrender your heart and your soul to Him and be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. God can reach you no matter where you're at. If you're watching this in another state, God is there. If you're watching this message in another country, God is there. The Bible says He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at once. And so no matter where you're at right now, physically and spiritually, God wants to touch your life right now. So I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you, that God would give you a brand new life through Christ. And so bow your heart and your head with me and pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah. Is he worthy? Saints of God, before we give our benediction, just a quick announcement. Next Sunday, we're going to have live worship here with Deacon Angel and Pastor Andre Manati. He'll be with us. And I think Sister Leah may be with him too. And so invite your friends and family out. Come out. And let's worship the King. Amen. We're going to have a wonderful time in Christ and worship God. And it's going to be good to see Pastor Andre. He's not loving the 1 degree weather right now. And so we love you guys. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his shalom, his peace, in Jesus' name. We love you guys. God bless you. And we'll see you Wednesday night. Bye now.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.